Has Gerry Adams become a liability for Sinn Féin? Last week, allegations were made against him in relation to the murder of Jean McConville, the mother of 10, who was one of the disappeared. He denies any involvement and continues to insist he was never in the IRA. Gerry Adams has also faced persistent criticism over his response to learning that his brother Liam had abused his daughter. Last week at Stormont, DUP Minister Edmund Poots called the Sinn Féin president a paedophile protector. Mr. Adams says the attacks are politically motivated. But just how badly damaged is he? Well, on the line, the journalist Liam Clark. Morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Jude Collins. Good morning, Jude.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Liam, what's your assessment of where Gerry Adams is in all of this?
Well, I think that Gerry Adams has suffered considerable damage as a politician. I mean, you expect somebody who's been in politics for as long, or in public life for as long as he has, to build up some baggage. But in his case, the baggage is particularly toxic. It's about allegations of IRA membership, secret burials, and concealment of child abuse. It's particularly damaging, I think, in a republic where Sinn Féin is doing well and has a prospect of being in a coalition government after the next election. They're, I think, up about 20% in the polls, 18-20% last time I looked. Other parties aren't really going to accept them as coalition partners with Gerry Adams there. I think that's whether the allegations are true or not, I think that there's going to be a fear of more coming out of the background. And we are finding, us particularly on the question that disappeared, that there's an anger among some IRA veterans who've maybe broken from Sinn Féin in the past, that Gerry Adams calling Brenton Hughes, the former IRA commander in Belfast, a liar. And there's always a possibility of more accusations seeping out from those sort of quarters, and more coming from the Boston archive as well. So that's something that is a liability to a political party trying to get into a democratic coalition. Just on the question of Liam Adams, I think that's probably going to die down, because Anya, the abuse victim, doesn't seem to be going to say any more about it. So where do you go from there? Liam Adams is convicted now. There is an inquiry into whether Gerry Adams committed an offence by withholding information.
Well,
the lawyers think he didn't.
Gerry Adams was interviewed by William Crawley on Sunday Sequence yesterday. He was asked about his controversial and repeated denials about the past.
Well, I'm quite philosophical about that. You say that they have not been believed by very many people. I don't think my credibility rests upon this particular issue. I accept entirely that people have made their minds up on all of these matters a very long time ago. I have never shirked my responsibility. I have never sought to distance myself from the IRA. I was probably one of the foremost defenders of the IRA during the war, and that isn't to say that I agreed or defended everything that the IRA did. In fact, the IRA itself didn't even justify everything that it did. So the charge against me, and we could deal with any of a number of issues over the last 20 or 30 years, has been repeated and repeated and repeated, and I get on with it. The first seeds for a peace process were sown by myself and Alex Reid as far back as 1976. So I'm long-term in my view. I accept as a Republican leader, as an elected leader, that I have to accept all that goes with that. It goes with the turf, it goes with the territory. We're not there in terms of a peace settlement yet. It is a process, it is a journey. It's undergoing some turbulence at this time, not least because the past is being used to infect the present and to avoid dealing with the future. And my philosophical disposition is not to waste too much time around what my critics and what the begrudgers and what the naysayers and what those who want to use issues to do me down or to do down Sinn Féin, but it's to try and keep within whatever influence I have, keep steering the course forward, keep moving.
What do you make of what you've just heard from Gerry Adams?
Well, I think he's saying that he is a figure that has attracted a lot of criticism over the years, and he has learned to accept that. With regard to a couple of points that Liam raised there, the membership of the IRA is always mentioned. I really don't know why he says that, and I would tend to agree with the majority that he probably was in the IRA. But I suspect it's for legal reasons, some obscure legal reason that he's saying that. But in either case, I think he's right in saying that he has never sought to distance himself. I mean, he is the least you could say of him is that he is a full-hearted supporter of the IRA. And whether or not he was formally a member doesn't seem to me to be all that important. We know exactly where his sympathies have lain and lie. With regard to the disappeared, I think that's certainly something that Sinn Féin would want to be clear of. And I do believe him when he says, I don't know if he played it in that clip, but when he said in the interview that he and others were doing all that they could within the Republican movement, within Sinn Féin certainly, to locate these bodies. Now, it may be that there are some Republicans who have got information and who don't want to give it because they feel they might in some way either be linked with the death or seen as responsible for it, who are keeping their mouths shut. But I'm fairly convinced in my own mind, I don't have evidence for it, but I'd be fairly convinced in my own mind that Sinn Féin really want these bodies or as many of these bodies as possible to be found because they were a terrible loss.
But the question here is about Gerry Adams, isn't it? And how much pressure he is under at the moment. Liam, let's just remind ourselves what the Health Minister, Edwin Poots, said in the Assembly last week.
The party that brought this forward are more interested in covering up for their paedophile-protecting president than they are in serving the needs of the community.
What he was talking about there was gay blood, as Mr. Poots was talking about, and then the reference to Gerry Adams. It's interesting how Gerry Adams referred to it and replied to that and dealt with it, Liam. Here's what he told William Crawley.
Well, first of all, it hasn't been played out very publicly as if it was, you know, a neutral, natural force.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have viciously and obscenely and in a hugely offensive way tried to use this against me and against Sinn Féin know exactly what they are doing. Edmund Poots' language was to distract attention from his own failure. It was deliberately provocative. So this is a man who professes to be Christian, and I'm not anyone to gainsay that he's entitled to his religious beliefs. I try not to rise to it. I try to rise above it. Edmund Poots is more to be pitied than to be scorned, if that's the sum total of his contribution to making life better for people who he needs to serve as a health minister. Well, then God help us.
Liam?
Well, it's true. Edwin Poots was using Adams to divert attention from what was very tough questioning from Catriona Ruan of Sinn Féin. But when that happens, when another a rival politician can do that, there's no point in saying, well, it's the rival politician shouldn't do that or he's a bad boy. It shows that you're a bit of a liability to the party. And, for instance, we also had an economic launch in the Republic where Sinn Féin TDs were trying to launch a new economic policy to point out the problems with the austerity programme, and the whole press conference going over to answering questions about child abuse for Gerry Adams. When that sort of when that sort of thing starts happening repeatedly, then you're becoming the story, you're becoming a vulnerable point for your party, and really decrying other people isn't the point. I mean, Sinn Féin are also pretty good at attacking other politicians on issues outside what's directly in play. That's the way politics is played out, and the morals of it are another question, but it can be quite an effective tactic.
OK, Liam and Jude, thank you very much indeed.